गुणै सर्वानि सर्वतः अहंकार मूला मा सत्ता अहम इति मन्नते। वी आर प्रीचिंग कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस ऑल ओवर द वर्ल्ड एंड वी आर गेटिंग गुड रिस्पॉन्स बिकॉज वी आर प्रीचिंग भगवद गीता एंड दिस बुक इज हियर इन दिस भगवद गीता एंड वी डू नॉट मेक एनी फॉल्स इंटरप्रिटेशन सो दैट द रीडर ऑफ द स्पायर एंड द लिसनर इज There are so many people sometimes they come forward to give me some credit that I have done very wonderful things. Time is right that I do not know how to do something wonderful. I cannot manufacture gold. I cannot show any jewelry. But if there is any credit, that the only credit is I don't adapt that. The pure meaning I don't show my expert serving by adding water. That is so we present the Bhagavad Gita tells. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is the Supreme Lord. All the Vedic literature, Krishna is accepted as the Supreme God, person, the Supreme Personality of God. Ishara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha. Anadi Adi Purunda Sarvakaranta. And the Vedanta Sutra, it is implied. Adhat Brahma Jigyasa, what is Brahma? This human life is meant for understanding Brahma. Aham Brahmasmi. This is real education. So, that part of Brahma, we are Brahma, but Krishna is part of Brahma. Nitya Nityana Chetana Chetana He is the Supreme Nitya, Itana. Krishna is our Nityana, we are our Nityana. Laharna Vaihantamane Sarile. So, Krishna is our Nityana, the best soul. And we are also living beings. Nitya Nityana Chetana Chetana. And what is the difference between Krishna and me? The difference is, Ekoju Bahunam Buddhadatta. Krishna maintains all these Buddhas. He is similar. Nitya Nityana. He is similar. The Jesus. Similar number of poor and what is the difference? Difference is that Krishna is the maintainer and we are the maintainer. Krishna is the predominator, we are the dominated. This is so our preaching is Krishna consciousness that people are searching after God. Speculating throughout the whole life. But here Krishna is canvassing. Here I am. No. Avajanti manamura. God is canvassing. Here I am. And these people are searching after the Lord. They see. So why? That is explained here. Ahankara vimula ma. False egoism. Ahankara kattaham is human. He put it under the control of Prakriti and still he is thinking in it. That is Dura, Dura. Prakriti Kramana Yudhana Yudhana Sarvasa Ahankara Vimratma Tatta Aham Yudhima. The material world, especially this day, everyone is thinking, as greatest, who can become more than me? Ahankara Vimratma. This material world is like that. Everyone is thinking like that. Or Akulik Pradesti, who are the three, Homo is different than me. There is a struggle for this Dhuratma competition. But at the end, he is under the control of nature, everyone knows it. Because ultimately the death will come. And all ahankara will be taken. I don't care for God. I independent. I am God. All these ahankara false religion on account of delusion, being delusion. These things will finish when Krishna will come as death. Everything will be finished. Mittu sarva harasya hum. Krishna has described himself, I am dead and I take away all your possessions. That's all. As dead. It is intelligent. I am an intelligent male, I am a proud male for our possessions, but the death is sure as death. And when death comes, the death is also another form of Krishna. Then he will take everything, just like Hiranyakashipu. He was very, very proud of his position. He was controlling over the three worlds. He was baptizing his Vaishnava, son, Prahlad Maharaj. In this way, he was very, very proud that when Krishna came as Nishimhadev, everything was finished within a second. So we should not mistake this fact. Krishna therefore presents that your real problem is what they hold it in peace. Your real problem. You are making solution of all the problems by scientific advancement, by education, by thoughts, on political manual, all right. But how you are going to solve this problem? How you solve this problem? Actually, human life is meant for solving this problem, not this temporary problem. Temporary problem is what? If you don't solve this problem, then any form of life, there will be problems. Even if you are elevated to the heavenly planets, there are also problems. Indra is not very happy there, the king of heavenly planets. Although the higher planets, the duration of life, the standard of civilization, standard of comfort, many, many thousand times greater than here. But the same problem, Janma Mrityudvara Pradhi, is there. You cannot avoid. But actually our problem is that nobody wants to die. That's a fact. But death is enforced. No young man wants to become old man. But it is enforced. You cannot avoid. So we should understand, this is sense, that we are not independent. That's a fact. Prakriti-kriya-mahārāni. And above Prakriti, there is Krishna. Mayādhyāpṣena Prakriti śrīyati sacchalātanam. Hetunāni na kaṁtiya jagadī parivartati. So, therefore, Krishna is accepted as the supreme controller. Ishara Parama Krishna. Ishara means controller, one who controls. So everyone has got some capacity to control. As you are perhaps, you are also controlling your family, controlling your business, and controlling this institution, and so on. And everyone has got some. In that sense, everyone is Ishara. There is no fight on this point. But we are controllers of a limited circle, but we are controllers. That is our goal. Not that I am simply controller, but I am controlled by higher authority. So therefore, I am not supreme controller. I am controller, Ishara. But here is one Ishara, Krishna. Ishara Parama, he is supreme controller. Why supreme controller? Because he is not controlled by anyone. That is Krishna's speech. Krishna, when he was present on this planet, he practically demonstrated that he controlled everyone, but nobody controlled him. That is Ishara. That is called Paramesha. Ishara is the one, maybe. God is the one, maybe. But God has Nitya, Nityana, Chetana, Chetana. So we should understand it very nicely, and it is not very difficult. The same controller is coming before us as one of us, as human beings. But we are not accepting it. That is difficult. Abhijananti manamula manasintanuva. That is very regretful. Krishna says that I am coming to exhibit who is the supreme controller, and I am praying as human being so that everyone can understand. I am giving instruction in the Bhagavad Gita. You see, these fools, the rest of the cannot understand. So, God is there. We can give God's name, Krishna. God's address, Krishna. God's father's name, mother's name. So why is it difficult to find out God? But they will not accept. They will not accept. Mula. They have been described as Mula. So this morning, this great reporter asked his name, what is he? Purpose of your moment, I said, to educate the mula. This is the common circumstance of the Krishna consciousness moment, that we are trying to educate the mula. And who is mula? That is described by Krishna. Namara Vishnu mula pravadante narasama. Why? Maya Bhutabhyana. Why I have taken out his knowledge? Asuri Vishavama. We have a very simple test. Test by a chemist in a small test tube can analyze what it is. So, we are not very intelligent. We are also one of so many mulas. But we have a test tube. Krishna says, we like to remain Buddha and take education from Krishna. This is the purpose. We do not hold ourselves as very bright scholars and very bright scholars who know everything. No. We have Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He also tries to remain a Buddha. When he talked with Prabhupada Saraswati, you are Mahavadi Sannyasi, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing and chanting. So these Mahavadi sannyasis are criticizing him that he is a sannyasi and is simply chanting and dancing. He is not a sentimental person. So what is this? So a meeting was arranged between Prakashananda Saraswati and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In that meeting, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu attended as a humble sannyasi. So Prakashananda Saraswati hosted him. Sir, you are a sannyasi, your duty is to study Vedanta always. How is that you are chanting and dancing? You are not reading Vedanta. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, yes sir, that's a fact. No, I'm doing because my Guru Maharaj saw me in Mura Raste. How is that? He said, Guru Mari Mukha Dekhi Gorila Sapam. My Guru Maharaj saw me a fool number one and he chastised me. How he has chastised you? Then, he has no given system but studying Vedanta. It is not possible. You are a Mura. You better chant this. So what is this purpose? The purpose is at the present moment, these Murhas, how they will understand Vedanta. Better chant Hare Krishna. Then he will get all knowledge. Hare Nama, Hare Nama. Hare Nama Iva Kevalam. Kalo Nasri Gunasri Gunasri. What is the meaning? In these days, people are so fallen. Then what they will understand Vedanta and who has got the time to eat Vedanta. So, better take the education of Vedanta, direct. As Krishna says, Vedaishyatarvai kahami bhagavitam. So, Vedanta knowledge is called sabjadana vritti. By chanting the Sabda Brahma, one can be liberated. So this is recommended in the Shastras. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Iva Kevalam. Kalo Nasi, Iva Nasi, Iva Nasi, Iva Nasi, Iva Nasi, Iva Nasi. He is actually interested how to become liberated from this material bondage. Janma, Mitra, Jaha, Padhi. These are the problems. Then, according to Shastra, according to Mahajan, one must take to this chanting Hare Krishna Maha. This is our purpose. So, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you are so learned scholar, everyone of you know, and you are very popular leader at Navadvip. And when you are 16 years old only, he repeated what very great learned scholar, Keshav Das Meni. And he was known as Nimai Pandit. Actually, he was a very large scholar. And his explanation of one verse, Atmaramasthamanayo, Nidgam Chapiyati, group from it. He described this verse in 64 words. He was such a large scholar. So he was not a fool, but he represented the fool of this age. That if you want liberation from material bondage, because this human form of life is meant for that purpose. Janma Mitra Jarabhyadi Dukkha Dutam. This human life is meant for getting out of this engagement of repetition of birth, death, old age and disease. This is human form of life. It is meant for. Unfortunately, there is no education that why I do not want death, but why death is compulsory, I do not want old age, why old age is compulsory, I do not want to take birth, why birth is compulsory. These are the actual questions, problems of life, and our whole Vedic literature is meant for solving this problem. That is what God. Vedic literature, Vedic civilization is not made for what Indian think like animals only for maintaining the food stuff and self gratification. It is not civilization according to our Vedic civilization. This is not civilization. This is another form of animal life. Because we have to say, Nāyāna deha dehu bhājāna vidoke tasthān kāmān arhati vīrūjāna ji. Tapo vipam bhutrakāneena suddheta satyā. That is it, suddheta satyā. Satyā, our existence is now called in fact. Therefore, we have to accept last day's holy energies. That cats and dogs, they cannot get this opportunity. How to purify the existence, how to become free from these four principles of material unhappiness. They cannot understand, they cannot study Vedic literature, they cannot take instruction of Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam. So if we do not take advantage of our Vedic knowledge which is found in India, then we are spoiling our life. Therefore, Narasimha Thakur has sung a very nice song. Hari Hari Hi Hare Dhanamagoyam. My Lord, Hari Krishna, I have simply wasted my time. Why? Manushka Janama Paiya Radha Krishna Nam Bhagira Janina Sunina Vishwakhai. I got this human form of life, but I did not take the advantage of having this life to understand Krishna. Therefore, I have taken poison knowing me. I have taken poison. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is very important. It is not something manufactured mental consciousness. It is authorized movement. Krishna says, sarva dharmān paritrajya māmi kaṁ sarana vaja. Matta paradaram nānya kinchija sri dhanasya. There is no more superior fact than Krishna. That you have to understand. And how he is superior. He is taking nature as very wonderful. But behind the nature, the manipulator, the controller, is Krishna. That you have to understand. That is understanding of Krishna. He will be scientists are finding out the wonderful natural law, but it is their duty to find out who has made this law and how it is being conducted so nicely. That answer is there, Prakriti. Maya dhasena prakriti syadesa charasaram hekunani nasauntya jagadvik parivartate. The prakriti is very powerful, there is no doubt. In the Brahma Samhita also it is stated that sthisthisthiti palayatha dhanakattirita chari vajasra bhavanani vibhakti durga durga gade durga. See the prakriti power. And she can create, she can maintain, she can annihilate. Sisti sthiti upalaya sadhana sakti dita. Chai vajasra bhavanani yuvati. But she is acting just like shadow. Not independent. Ichchanu rupavami jastata sesta presa govinda mati. Come on. The Govinda is the ultimate background. Sarvakāravatār, Īśvara Paramatthita, this is the Brahma Samhita, written by Lord Brahma. And his personality explains that. What is the difficulty to understand Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, we should take opportunity of this human form of life, how to understand. Even if one has taught this human form of life, it is difficult. Krishna says,
मनुष्यानाम सहस्रे
कच्चित जतती है जतताम विशिष्ट महान तत्व.
So there are so many things to be learned about Krishna. Krishna says that I am controlling the material nature. Now, if you are actually very great scientist, you find out how Krishna is controlled. Very good. Idam nipunsa tapasa sutasava. Actually, education, tapasa, means that you should understand what is the ultimate truth? How is acting? Then your education, your scientific knowledge is perfect. And it's not Bhagavatam, it is stated in the Nation Sharam. Atapunghi is a sresta, varnasama vivhara, sanusitasya dharmasya, sanusiddhi rito. So whatever you do, it doesn't matter, but try to satisfy the Supreme Law by your work. That is the perfection of that. Samsiddhi Haripurusha. You cannot, this is foolishness. Now there is no God. How you can say so? You are completely under the control of the laws of nature. And nature is being controlled by God. How you can say that you are independent of God? Therefore, it is not very good business that people are pulling on a type of civilization, godless civilization. They'll never be happy because we are so controlled that after that we have to accept tathade antara prasna. You cannot stop that. As you cannot stop, that's it is born. If he says, no, no, I will not grow. Father says, my dear boy, you are playing all day. Go to school, learn something other in future. He will be unhappy. He will not be able to maintain yourself. If the boy says, no, no, I have no peace. I will not become a young man. I will play. And that is not a fact. You have to become a young man. And you have to take responsibility. So similarly, Krishna says, Dehila Sindhathadehi Taumana Jomadhajara Tathadehantara Prapti Dhirasata Namuri. So Dehantara Prapti is there. That's a fact. How you can say I am independent? This is foolishness. You are not independent. How Dehantara Prapti? Karvana Adayu Nitrena according to the karma. In this life, we are preparing ourselves for the next life. How it is? Jāti jīva prata devānta pidrīnyānti pidrīt prata dhūte jādānti madhyādi no ki jānti maa. You have to prepare yourself. So, leaving aside the black side, you take the bright side that you are trying to go to the higher planetary system, Sarvalok, Janalok, Mahalok, Prabhalok. So you have to prepare yourself. They are going to trying to go to the moon planet. But according to our calculation, they have never gone to the moon planet. They have never gone. Because we find in the shastra, the moon planet is situated 1,600,000 miles above the sun. And they calculate the 93 million of mine, the sun is situated, the 93 million plus another 1,600,000 becomes 95 million miles. How one can go 95 million of miles in 4 days? So according to our shastra, we cannot be existed. So apart from this discussion, you can go to the moon planet. That is also one of the heavenly planets. But you have to prepare. That is karma kani. You have to perform certain such jagras. It is not that by force you can go any other planet. By force you cannot go even any other parts of the world here. If you want to go to America,
He has to take passport, visa, so many things. And is he allowed to go to the moon planet without any visa and passport? How is it possible? It is common. They are so fools. That some rascal will take some message and go there. That is not possible. So, we have to prepare. So Krishna says, Jati Deva Bhutadeva, if you want to go to the heavenly planet, you can go. To prepare yourself. Vidhi Jati, the Pitri Loka, you can go. Madhya Deva Bhutadeva. But, if you prepare yourself for coming to me, back to home, back to country. So, if we have to prepare ourselves to go to our higher practice system, and here within this material world, within this universe, Abrahma Bhavana Lokana Punarabha Sinodhi. Even if you go to the highest planetary system, Brahma Loka, the Brahma Loka means you can, cannot calculate one day. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Sahasra Yuga Vajjantam Arhadya Brahmanogi. Sahasra Yuga, one Yuga means 43 lakhs of years. And multiplied by 1,000. Such year is only 12 hours of Brahman Loga. Similarly, 24 hours, one more, one year. It is very, very long duration of life there. By Brahmadi. But it's still you have to die. Abrahma Bhuna Lokan Punarabha Sinodhi. So, Madhyama Vatya Punarabha Sinodhi. These are instructions are there. We are trying to educate people and to conscious man. But if we think foolishly that I am independent, we can do that. But we are not independent. That's the fact. Prakriti Ramana means we are fully under the control of Prakriti and we are, we have to change different types of body. That are 8,400,000 different types of bodies. Jalaya, Aulakha, Nishthavara, Aulakha, Nishati, they are all sitting. And this human form of life is very, very rarely we have obtained. Therefore, Prahlada Maharaj says, that Dullavama Manasana Dhamma, this human form of life is very, very difficult to obtain. Samarada, we have now this human form of life. Krishna says that he writes it very nicely so that the problems of life and that knowledge is very easy. Krishna says, dharma karma sarve dhivam, jujjanati kava. Simply try to understand Krishna. That is all. And Krishna is explaining himself what he is. Very difficult. Unless you make some interpretation, foolishly, everything is very, very clear. So you can understand Krishna. And if you understand Krishna, then result is, dharma karma sami dibbam dujanati saktata takta deham punar janma naiti mami. Very difficult. There is no difficulty. Therefore, our request is take to this is the consciousness. If the foreigner can take to it very seriously, so why not Indians? It is Indian knowledge. Bhagavad Gita was spoken in India. Why you are neglecting it? Why you are taking advantage? Why you are falsely proud that you are independent? These are our concerns. You are not independent. You are under the full control of Prakriti. So you have to rectify. Tapodhismam jina suddhev satya jasmat brahma sukham manasutam. That is, that we want happiness. But here, any happiness, there is no happiness, it is simply distress. But even if we say that happiness, that is temporary. But we want unlimited, unending happiness. So that you can have if you perform tapasya. Tapasya brahmacharya na kamena dhamena That is life. Human life is meant for tapasya. Little cows, little cows, not very difficult. We are asking this boy, dear Rupiana, that you simply give us this whole sinful song, sinful life. Because if you remain sinful, he cannot understand. So, Karnima. Therefore, Krishna says, Mama, Nama, Dushishivam. One who has engaged in sinful activity, they cannot. That is not possible. Desam antagotam papam. Janalam purna karvam. Te dandamaham is mukta bhajanti maham. We have to be free from sinful life. And down. It is practical. Down. We are, according to Sattva, we are prescribed. No irresistance. No meditation. No gambling, no income. Four more. Then you become free from sinful activities. And then chant Hare Krishna. Your life is different. It is not very easy. Provided we are serious to take it. So that is our request. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Bhagavalam. Even if you cannot give up the four principles of sinful life immediately, but you take to Krishna consciousness, start taking Krishna mantra, then it gradually gets fresh, just like this European American boy. From their childhood, they are trained now for this sinful life. But they are being a complete young man. It is still that. So, the method is very simple. Eta dhatmana mājanam, bhava mahādāvāgni nitvāpanam. If you chant Hare Krishna mantra, then the mirror of the soul of heart will be clean. Jesus has been a model. And then Bhava Mahadavāgni Nitmāpana. This repetition of what they told is a disease. This is just like a fire in the forest. Nobody wants it. But it is forced upon us. Just like nobody wants go to set fire in the forest. But it gets us. Naturally. Similarly, if you remain in this material world, then you have to be, put into the simulations of material world. There is no escape. Samsara dhavanam. It is just like dhavanam. So, cheta dhatpana mājanam, bhava mahādhāvānam. As soon as you understand that I do not belong to this material world, brahma bhūta prasannātmā nasurutri, then all problems of life will solve. This is Chaita Dhatmanama. That's like one is clean of the dirty things in the heart. Then you can understand that I am part and parcel of Krishna. My duty is to serve Krishna. So let me be engaged in his service and become successful in this human form. Thank you.
It is Krishnaism. What is it?
Hinduism means type of faith, or Muslimism is type of faith, but as it is described in the English dictionary, religion is a kind of faith, but it is not that type of religion. It is a compulsory fact, just like sugar is compulsorily must become sweet. If sugar is not sweet, that is not real sugar. Chili is not hot. That is not real sugar. Similarly, we are part and parcel of Krishna. Our duty is to become Krishna conscious. There is no question of faith. It is not the question of faith. You may have faith in Hinduism. Tomorrow you may have faith in Christianity. You may have faith in Krishna and tomorrow in Mahavira. This kind of faith is not Krishna consciousness. It is compulsion. Compulsion is like laws of the state. It is not that it is meant for the Hindus or for the Muslims or for the Christians. It is meant for everyone. Similarly, Mamayvam Sukhi Bhutam. We are part and parcel of Krishna. So, it is compulsory to revive our consciousness that we are part and parcel of Krishna. It is not a question of faith. Faith you may accept or do not accept, but here it is a question of must. You must revive your Krishna consciousness, otherwise you will suffer.
And also, in the same question for worship, and in the same question, to ask the difference between two forms of worship. One is the worship form, another is worship guna. And as this actually is divided into two to understand that. What is the meaning? And that depends on this part, the qualification, even different kinds of parts which we follow by different people. And these two different types of worship, one is a form of worship and another is a form of worship, will be thanks for worship.
The personal form and impersonal form, there are two concepts are. But Krishna explains this, that maya tadamidam satvam jagatam bhaktam vritinam abhaktam impersonal. That is another form of Krishna. He says maya by me. I am all pervading. Maya tadamidam satvam. That Sattvam Kalvidam Brahma, because he is expanded everywhere, there is impersonal. And, but as Maya, he says, by me, there is what? So, the whole creation is Krishna's expansion of energy. It's like the sunshine. Sunshine is also the same quality, heat and light, as the sun glow or the sun god. But the sun shine is impersonal. And the sun glow is localized. And within the sun glow, there is sun god. So, that is the main source of everything. Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda. Brahmanaham Pratishtha. The Brahma Jyoti is also staying in Krishna. Krishna is the source of Brahma Jyoti. So, impersonal or personal, whatever you say, that is Brahma. Brahma iti, Paramatma iti, Bhagavan iti, Sattva. But the beginning, origin, is Krishna. That Krishna explains. Aham sarvasya prabhava. Mattat-sarvam pravartate. I don't take impersonal Brahma or localized Paramatma. Whatever you say, that is emanation from Krishna. Sarvakaranata. So, of course, if you watch the impersonal form, Brahma, Jyoti, there is also Krishna. But Krishna says, Kesa avidatavastesa of bhaktya sabdhati Krishna. If you want to approach the absolute truth to the impersonal form, then it will be little difficult. Perhaps you may not reach the ultimate goal. You may fall down. There are so many instances we have seen in India, so many people sannyasi. They give up this word, Brahma Sattva Chatan Mithya. But after some days, they come down to this earth and engage themselves in political. Why? They could not stay in the Brahma state. That is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Janmeva vinyasa vimukha bhāni. By concentrating on the impersonal form, they think that they have become liberated. But actually, that is not. Amishuddha buddhaya. The impersonal conception is a deified intelligence. Janmeva vinyasa vimukha bhāni. You may think that I have become liberated, but it is not. Why? Arujya krityena param padam tataha patanti vataha. After so much trouble and austerity, penances, you may acquire the position in the impersonal Brahma, but there is chance of falling down from there. Patanti vataha. Why? Anadika jismatanglaya. Because they could not find out how to worship your lotus feet. So, unless you come to the personal form of the Absolute Truth, there is difficulty and there is chance of falling down. Hello? He never says my daughter. Mommy! Sarva. Otherwise, he will be like, Sarva Dharma Anupadistha. This is the most confidential information. Gujyatam, sarva gujyatam. So, if you want to take the most confidential instruction of Krishna, then mametam sarva gujyatam. Then go on. What is that? Everything is Krishna consciousness. It is coconut degrees. Momo bhat panthan, what is that first? Bhattante manusha pātra karo. Everyone is hunting after Krishna. But they are forward to some state. Suppose Krishna is there on the top and it is 100 steps. So somebody has power. 5 steps, somebody has covered 10 steps, somebody has covered 100 steps, like. So everyone is setting up at Krishna. But there is degrees of realization of Krishna. So either Christian, Mohammedan or any, okay, we are setting up at Krishna, that's all that. But it is a question of degree, how far they have gone onward. The last stage is sarva dharma parisajya mamaha. That is the final. No, it is Krishna consciousness is there in the Bhagavad Gita. It is not nobody's property. It is Krishna's minister. So, if you kindly advance in Krishna consciousness, then you will understand. What is it? This is meditation. That by meditation and try to find out Krishna is in your heart. Because Krishna is situated in everyone's heart. Ishara sarvabhutana, vidyese arjuna krishna. So that is that. Find out. The sastra, we understand Krishna is within my heart. And if you meditate, try to find out Krishna. Then, if you are fortunate, you are able to see him. This is meditation.
name Krishna exists in
the universe. Is this a prayer to?
Swaparyuga.
Yes. It is always existing. Those who are expert, they are seeing him. Krishna is just like Brahma, Brahma Samhita. He mentions Krishna. Ishara Parama Krishna. So many, many Dhapurjugas before. Many millions of Dhapurjugas before. He mentioned Krishna. Do you understand it? Brahma is the first teacher in the creation. Many millions of years ago, he uttered this word. Ishara Parama Krishna.
Krishna
is one. It is very popular here also, otherwise why not come here? So, Krishna is popular in India very much. Every house, they observe Krishna Janmashtami. Unfortunately, you are forgetting. That is the big problem. No. Regular life is for Arjuna. Arjuna understood Bhagavad Gita. Before understanding Bhagavad Gita, he was a soldier. After hearing Bhagavad Gita, he remained a soldier. He did not give up the battlefield. Now, Krishna, I have understood, I give up everything, I am going to be sinless. No. That is not required. You have to understand what Krishna wants you to do. That is it. That you can do in any position. It doesn't require. Karma phalasya. That is advice, as you know. This is the Krishna says, Sarva Dharman Parishad. We have manufactured different types of religious system. They can be grouped. Some of them are within the group of Tyaga, and some of them are within the group of Bhoga. Bhoga and Tyaga. The Kurmis, they are after Bhoga. And in Jnanis, they are after Tyaga. Krishna says that you have to give up both of them. With bhog and tyag. Both of them. You have simply to surrender them to me. There is no question of bhog and tyag. That's not say that you go everywhere. But what they say, I do not know. I know what Krishna says. That's all. So we are not confronted with others. We are putting our Krishna consciousness means our mission is to present before you what Krishna says. That's all. We are not confronted with what others say. Yes, there is in the sixth chapter. Mapparam. Real explained. Yoginamati Sarvesam Madhata Antaratana Sadhyaman Jati Duman Samejitam. That is first class yogi. He is always thinking, Hare Krishna, 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 Krishna. the first one. All right. Chant Hare Krishna, enjoy Hare Krishna.